We kick off hour number three of the program. What is college football at that point? If the SEC and Big Ten have their own playoff, will Texas Tech or Oregon State fans care? Will NFL fans watch more college football if it's organized into a cleaner and more accessible version of the NBA G League? I think that's very different. No one's ever perceived college football as minor league football.
Many people hold it to a higher regard, I believe. Actually, I mean, maybe it's just because we don't really have a pro team around us, mm-hmm. and that's all we see is Tennessee sports. But I think in a lot of circles, college football's king, even over the NFL, so.
Depends. Depends on the market.
I mean, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't think it depends. I think countrywide, I think college football is more valued than pro football.
Wait, say that again.
I think it's more valued.
You think college football is more valued than pro football?
Yeah, I think people have a better personal connection with it.
Okay. Well, it depends on what you mean by valued. I can tell you that. Here, but like you said, there's no pro team. I grew up in an area with no pro team, and college football is thought of higher than NFL football. But from a sheer number standpoint, that's, you know, not the case at all. Like, there's, I don't know, for every one college football fan, there's probably 10 NFL fans.
You think so?
Well, at least five. I mean, it's the viewership proves that out.
Does it though? I mean, single game, yes, I would agree, but you got to think of how many college football teams there are. Like, what is the total viewership of college football in a given season versus the NFL? Like, I guess you could go, I mean, it's also there's 17 regular season games in the NFL versus 12 for college. There's D1.
There's just so many more people in the big markets. It's just, I mean, it's just a numbers game.
Okay.
There's just so many, like, there's just so many more people, like in Nashville, for example, than there is in every county in East Tennessee. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. over here. But what Hickman's saying, I think, is a good point. I feel like people are more –
100%. It's a more loyal bond, yes.
People go to these schools. You know, they live in the communities.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about that, I mean, people are definitely bonded to their NFL team.
Yeah.
It's just different,
mm-hmm.
you know. There's a lot more casual NFL fans.
I'd agree.
You know, I live in Detroit. I watch the Lions. They suck. Ha, ha, ha.
I play fantasy football.
Right, yeah.
And fantasy football has helped the NFL grow tremendously because it's a lot easier to just keep track of 32 teams and do your drafts with 10, 12, 14 teams as opposed to college football. Like, college fantasy football is not nearly as easy to play as we learned. Was that 2 years ago when the website wouldn't update for the entire season and we couldn't really play, even though I had the team that was going to kick you guys right in the teeth?
Mm. It's just, I mean, the NFL is packaged a little better for that. But
well, it's easier to package it because It's only 32 teams. Brian says apparently the Big Ten is targeting an SEC school. Which one would it be?
One SEC team for the Big Ten.
Apparently they're after Georgia Tech from the ACC. Would it be Vanderbilt so they can keep their look how smart we are?
I don't think so.
I mean, geographically speaking, Kentucky or Missouri makes the most sense. But as we have found out in the past couple of months, that doesn't mean anything.
I would love it if Kentucky went.
Kentucky is intriguing because of the basketball side. Like, the Big Ten basketball, having Kentucky come in. If they're looking at it like, well, we just got USC, UCLA. Those are, you know, big football, good basketball.
Mm-hmm.
If we had Kentucky, it won't really hurt. I mean, Lexington, Kentucky does have more people than a lot of other SEC, you know, mm-hmm. college towns. And you've got
they've been decent at football lately, but I do think the basketball brand would be very appealing to the Big Ten.
So Kentucky's definitely an option. But we've seen, though, geography doesn't matter. So if they want one, though, that doesn't – I mean, Alabama. Big Ten. Alabama to the Big Ten.
Alabama has enough favors stored away in the SEC offices. I don't think they jump to a conference where they get poo-pooed on so quickly.
I think Arkansas would be an interesting one to see.
Why?
I just kind of feel like they'd fit.
In the Big
Ten?
I mean, not...
Is that just because Bielem used to be there? Like
maybe.
Big Ten Burt.
And like Nebraska kind of works over there in the Big Ten.
They're not in the SEC, though. But no, Nebraska, yeah, they do work in the Big Ten. They were. Well, actually, I don't know. I think they worked better in the Big 12, and I think they would say that too, because the same thing I just mentioned with Alabama, like they went to the Big Ten thinking, oh, yeah, here we go. And the Big Ten basically said, shut up, you're the new stepchild. Like, you don't get to have a voice.
I mean, Nebraska is definitely better in the Big 12, but they don't look out of place when you look at them in the Big Ten. And I think
that's because they're in no man's land as a state.
Nebraska
and a university.
Could be in any conference.
They really could be.
Pac-12, Big 12, they, Big 10.
They fit better in the Pac-12 than they would the ACC.
Okay, let's think outside the box. If the Big Ten's really getting jumpy, what if they want Texas A&M?
A&M's so upset that Texas got the invite that they're just like, see ya.
Yeah, you can be the Texas team in the Big Ten. Texas A&M does have a crap ton of money.
They do have money.
All right, another way outside the box one. What if the Big Ten, now they've got USC, UCLA, is like, okay, we're trying to be completely national. Where's the furthest places we could go out and get a team? And the one team that I feel like has lots of decent bonds with other SEC teams but doesn't have that super tight alliance to one other partner and is farthest away but it's still a big brand is LSU.
LSU outside of the Southeastern Conference makes no sense unless it was the Big 12, and that ain't happening anytime soon.
Still, though, UCLA and USC made no sense in the Big 10, but that's happening.
It's a good point. But LSU's poor. They're broke.
Yeah.
The state's broke. The university's stealing from the hospital for children.
Respect the hustle, though.
You get the whole state, though. You get New Orleans.
That's true.
That's a big market.
I mean, like
everyone else kind of has a buddy, you know, unless the Big Ten wants Tennessee.
I'd be here for it. Tennessee, Penn State every year or every other year. Sign me up.
I mean, we are a bigger brand than Kentucky, and we are kind of right there, like, you know. I mean, I feel like if you, like, the average road trip, well, with the exception of, like, Southern Cal and UCLA, like, the average road trip for Tennessee to play in the Big Ten versus the SEC probably wouldn't be that much more when you think about games in Gainesville or College Station.
What do people do to Danny White if they announce tomorrow, Tennessee to the Big Ten? Along with Notre Dame.
Well, he'd have to lay it out. He'd have to say, we're making $1 billion more.
We're going to take the leash off Spire and let them fire it back up
It wouldn't matter, but, I mean, unless he could say, we're doubling our football revenue every year by doing this. Yeah, like, nobody would be happy with that. The SEC was founded in downtown Knoxville. That would be a bad look. He could spin it, though, if he said, like, look, we know the conference was founded here, but honestly, in the last decade and a half, this conference has turned its back on Tennessee. They don't help us. They hate us. We get calls that go against us.
Yep.
They've made sure we lost games that we should have won. They have treated us like garbage.
And
maybe that's why we won the basketball and baseball SEC championship this year. They were like, no, don't go. Here, we'll let you win a couple.
Yeah, Rick Barnes needs all the help he can get.
What if SEC sports is all a work? It's all scripted.
Is it crazy, though, just the perception from the fan base, how different it would be if he did actually come out like that? Because you know the guy's like, there'll be some guy named Dale from wherever rural community. Hell yeah, brother. Screw the SEC.
Exactly.
That otherwise would be like, can you believe that?
That's what, I mean, that's the only way he could sell it. Like, well, we're going to double our revenue, and the Big Ten has promised not to blackball. Yeah, like, that would never work. Like, you thought it was bad in the SEC, put Tennessee in the Big Ten and watch the calls go against you.
You know? Crazier things have happened, you know?
They would have to offer us tons more money and, like, a signing bonus.
Suwannee and Tulane used to be SEC schools. I don't know?
Promise us a guaranteed conference championship appearance the first 2 years.
Under the table, of course.
No, the bracket. It's just the whole conference, and then Tennessee's just, like, bye, straight to the final. Like, just Tennessee sitting there. There's this whole bracket to play Tennessee.
Tennessee will play one game in the tournament, and
Northwestern.
The team that they play will have to have five to get there.
Yep.
Just sitting back, drinking Kool-Aid.
If we ever move conferences, I promise you right now, I'm done with college athletics.
Do you think there were Southern Cal and UCLA fans who said the same?
Probably.
Do you think they're actually done with college athletics?
Some of them, probably.
You would not be done at
all.
I'm
done.
You lie. You lie.
I'll be done.
And you're lucky because it won't happen. At least not this go-around.
If we leave the SEC,
Okay, what if we merge with the Big Ten and the ACC and it's called the Super Conference? Would you be done then?
That's different.
Oh, that's leaving the SEC.
If everybody in the SEC is doing it,
no. What if it's
count?
Only six teams that leave the SEC? What if it's Bama,
then
Tennessee?
Then we probably wouldn't be making the cut because we suck.
No, because it's brands.
Or we have sucked. Well, then we'll just get going somewhere because of our brand is the worst thing that can happen to us, because then you're out of your league. I know we've been down, but it's hard to get back up if you are playing in a super conference because your brand is powerful when you don't deserve to be there due to recent success, you know? Like, you're just going to get picked on.
What would you do if you were the Pac-12 commissioner?
I would be tucked in a corner on my hands and knees crying, probably. Today?
Yeah.
Like, right now? I don't know. I'd be looking for a parachute somewhere. Because if you're the other schools left in the Pac-12, does adding Boise State and insert other team here really BYU move the needle? Like, does that scream like, man, our conference is going to be A-okay? They weren't okay. That's a bad conference with Southern Cal and UCLA. Like, you lost any leverage you had as a conference when those two jetted.
Yeah, I almost feel like you just have to, you got to think outside the box a little bit, right? Like, I mean, you go to Oregon and you say, look, like, how can we make the schools that are left premier? How can we help you be a premier brand that's bigger by staying than just being one of the 22 teams in some super conference down the road? Like, you go to Apple, you go to Elon, you go to, you know, Musk, or and say, like, hey, let's do a different type of media rights deal where you guys can help. I don't know. There's you've got to be able to get a little better at football so that when you're champion goes off to play in a playoff.
Yeah,
or whatever,
but if you prop those teams up, then everybody else is going to be upset.
No, I mean, you just have to have those teams to even function. So
right, but what can you do? You can't offer more money. You're not going to have more money. You can offer more of what you have, but that's not going to be as much as they were making.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you'd have to guarantee those two teams, like, the two primetime games each week. Like, hey, you guys are never going to have a game that's not 3:30 Eastern or 7 Eastern. You're not going to play the late game, and you're not going to play the early game. And because of that, you're going to get this percentage cut of the TV deal.
Well,
and we're going to rig the games to give you a better chance to win.
Basically, if we just round to 20 million per team, I mean, you know, they're making the conference, let's say, got 240 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost two teams. So Now they need $200 million to make the same that they made last year. They don't need $240
million. Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe adding teams is the wrong approach here. Because when you add teams, like, they have to bring in more value than, like, they have to be more than a $20 million team to bring mm-hmm. in. So adding Boise, maybe that doesn't makes no sense. If you're now the Pac-10 and you have 10 teams, maybe you should actually kick two teams out that don't bring any money. And then say, we're just playing around robin. Like, this is...
So know. Go to the Pac-8?
Yeah, play seven conference games. And then you've got more spots in your schedule to go play big non-conference games against whoever you can find. I don't know. I'm just trying to think outside the box.
Now, that would be a way to lure in a TV rights deal that's better. If you said, we're not going to play FCS games, we're only going to play out-of-conference games against the Power Five. But then at that point, if you're the SEC and Big Ten, you'd just say, we're not playing them. We're not going to help them out. Because both of those conferences are trying to kill the Pac-12.
But then you do get to pick and choose the like, let's say, ACC teams to play against in those games. And you can play only the best ones. That way you're not playing some random game. The other option is to, like, merge those two conferences together. But then you got a bunch of games that are terrible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then you got Cal at Duke. No one wants to see that.
No.
But if it's Oregon at Miami every year...
Mm-hmm.
That's better, right?
Yeah.
If it's
just from a brand standpoint, yeah. Like, that's a good game
if
every
it's
year.
Notre Dame at, you know, Utah, that's a hell of a lot better than Maryland at Arizona,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. If you keep your conference small and then open up more out of conference slots, you could, and maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they'll just have an alliance. It didn't work the last time,
yeah.
But just make it scheduling only, and then you could have a rights deal that you could have. Let's say Apple TV picks up both at the same time and says, "Okay, we're going to carry these Pac-8 and this ACC whatever, and then we get these crossover games that are only the best teams playing each other."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you'd have the best teams play each other every year. The worst teams could play each other every year. No one's going to watch those games, but at least it gives those fans something to do. And there you go. Maybe that's the brilliant idea is, why don't you guys pair up, but only have your best teams play the other conference's best teams every year? Why deal with this whole having to play everybody thing?
Because mm-hmm.
that's where the Big Ten is gonna lose some eyeballs. It's when the two terrible teams that don't make any sense are playing each other.
Well, that's true of any conference,
right? So if you go to more like a flex schedule,
yeah. Well, that's the problem too. Like you'd have to have a lot more flexibility in the based on the current schedules that are made to whatever 2039.
Yeah.
But you'd have to basically be able to like reshuffle and set the schedule the year before in your cross, because normally those games are set years in advance. But you'd have to be able to say like, hey, the top two teams in our conference, they're going to play the top two in the ACC, and you'll know that at the end of the season, basically.
So if you're a little guy wanting to try and compete. We've found the only thing we've found so far that could be an advantage is that these super conferences, because they're going to be trying to determine champions and make a balanced schedule that's way out in advance,
mm-hmm.
they're going to create a lot of kind of crappy games. So if you can figure out a way to make more marquee games, which is very difficult when you don't have marquee teams, but that's the best thing you could kind of hope for and start with. So that's, I mean, I don't know. So if you're what's-his-face over there in the Pac-12, you got to be reaching out to the ACC, Notre Dame, Big 12 teams that are left, and trying to figure out how can we get as many of the teams that still rate,
mm-hmm.
not even like in their market, just rate as a good program,
mm-hmm.
play each other as much as possible, because that's the only value you have left. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know if there's other ways to do it. Maybe some type of streaming-only model lowers overhead on the TV so that you can bump up how much money you're able to collect from the network. Maybe there's something there with Apple TV or Twitter or Amazon or whatever. I don't know. We'll see. More Hour 3 next. Hour three continues. Vanini writes, maybe there was no way to stop this. Maybe the biggest schools were always going to be pulled together in the end. And a century plus of regional college football is always going to die and be replaced by a national sport. It's become a television product first and foremost. That's become evident for more than 20 years now. From late kickoffs to last minute start time announcements to endless TV timeouts, it runs the sport.
Well
that's because that's what we care to, that's what we want to do the most. Like, what's your number one thing you want to do with college football? Watch it on TV, right?
Or go, yeah.
I mean, but, like, if you have to pick between going to one game every week, you could go every week if you want in person, but you can't watch any college football on television. I mean, everybody's going to pick TV, I would think.
Not me. I'm going to that Tennessee game, by God. Think of all the road trips. It's a lot of fun.
TV is superior nowadays.
I guess that's not even the argument. The argument is, yeah, I guess a ticket's available for you every game you want to go in person, but you still have to pay for it. You still have to do all the travel. You still have to do all that.
Oh,
TV. Or you get TV the way we have it now.
It's TV.
You can pick either one. I mean, it's TV. It's TV, right? Well, there you go.
Which is why you've seen the quote-unquote right-sizing of stadiums across the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A lot of people, you know, it's easier and cheaper to just watch it on TV.
Yeah.
And the quality is great. You know, you get the, instead of the, oh, there's a TV timeout, I'm not going to have time to run the concessions and go to the bathroom. If you're in your house, you can do both and still not miss any of the action.
Now they're getting Wi-Fi, though. That might be a game changer.
They always say it, like, oh, we're improving it. It still never works. I mean, that's the thing. You go to the game, you can't tweet, can't make a phone call. It's hard to send texts. It's just
my favorite part of the games is tweeting through it.
I know. And where's the best place to do that?
On the couch.
Exactly.
In your house.
In between plays, just
except with Heupel, it's kind of hard though. So
that's true. He does go rather fast.
If he could slow it down a little bit this year, I'd appreciate it.
That would not be good for the brand. We don't want to go slow, Hickman. It's fast, fast, fast. Attack, attack, attack.
It's clear now that a lot of the charm that draw us to college football is on its way out, all in the name of finding every last dollar. So pour one out for the 2007 season, for Boise State, Oklahoma, for split national titles, for Appalachian State, Michigan, for the Rose Bowl. First of all, Boise State, Oklahoma would have been much better if it was in a playoff.
True.
Second of all,
but I think what he's saying is you're not going to get you're not going to ever now see a Boise in the playoff.
Split national titles always sucked. And App State, Michigan, I mean, that was an FCS team over, I mean, mm-hmm. like, I don't, okay. For the Rose Bowl.
I mean, are those games whatever. Going away?
No.
Probably not.
In fact, there'll be more of those games because the underdog will be more of an underdog because they'll be less equipped to compete, like we talked about with some of the others.
Yeah, but I think that's the point, though, is like they're not going to have any chance of winning those games. Until
I mean,
they do.
App State was an FCS team.
No, I know.
No reason to win that one either. Just saying. Like, I don't. Okay.
Mangini in great. Kansas in 07. What a run he had. That'll never happen again.
You just love. Man, what are you
doing?
He just
tried to get as much Kansas on the show Kansas as
possible. Football. What is your problem? Seriously, what's wrong with you?
I'm sad that our sports being stripped apart in front of our very eyes.
I don't know how breaking this is, but Pro Football Focus College Department just says, breaking, the Pac-12 and ACC have discussed a loose partnership that could include a championship game in Las Vegas.
Why would they
per
not?
Per CBS Sports.
Who is this?
The ACC and Pac-12.
Why not go the big, partner with the Big 12? Not the
The ACC. ACC reportedly proposed the move in an effort to boost the conference's media rights value to ESPN.
Can you say that one more time?
The ACC and Pac-12 could have a championship game in Las Vegas.
Like the two champions of the conference or the two champions from each conference would play their like two championship games or one?
I don't know. They could have a whole tournament.
That's so stupid.
Clemson goes to Vegas. Can't wait to see that one. I don't.
Clemson, Oregon. Write it down.
What does playing it in Vegas do?
It's not very halfway there.
I mean, I guess flights are usually cheaper into Vegas. And
yeah, I mean, it gets fans there. It's the easiest way to play something across the country is Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably, right?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Still, I don't know. It's one big mess.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that. But I just want to know if it's like the two best teams from each conference playing in a, like, is that like an alliance championship or is that two games?
I don't know. No clue. There's other stuff. Dennis Dodd reported that the Big 12 was deep into negotiations to land four Pac-12 schools, including Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado, also eyeing Oregon and Washington. I mean, if the Big 12 took some of the better Pac-12 teams, I mean, we could just kill off the Big 12. I mean, sorry, kill off the Pac-12 and still have four pretty good conferences, right? Kind of the two big ones and the two next ones.
It seems like the Pac-12 is definitely the weakest at this point and the most ripe for picking. But the problem is you're going to pick it apart and there's going to be, what, four teams left over that everyone's like, eh, eh.
Well, they'll just have to go to the, you know, back to the Mountain West or something. AAC.
I mean, that's whatever. Crazy. This is the domino effect from Texas and Oklahoma leaving to come to the SEC is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Credit to Sankey for being out in front of it so that our conference wasn't one of these. I mean, the Big 12 and now the Pac-12 and how the Pac-12 was caught so flat-footed, I will never understand. Like, you are watching it happen. How are you not prepared ahead of time to make sure that your teams and your programs are taken care of and want to stay in the Pac-12.
Well, if the Pac-12 sends a group of teams go to the Big 12 and then a group of teams go to, I mean, I guess there's still too many teams like you're saying, right? I mean, how many does the ACC have now?
14.
14?
I believe.
And the Big 10 has?
Well, once they bring back.
14?
Are you counting USC?
Yeah, counting.
I thought they were already at 14. Would that not push them to 16?
I don't think so. Isn't the let's see. The Big, got it right here. The Big Ten has, yeah, you're right. Sorry. They have 14 right now.
That's what I thought.
And so they're going to be at 16, right?
Yes, the Big Ten will have 16 teams.
16. The Big 12 is at
8?
10?
Are we counting Texas and Oklahoma? Because they're at.
Oh, yeah.
The Big 12 has 10, and the Big 10 has 14.
Okay. So
at least the Pac-12 changes their number when they change the number of teams in the conference. This is what gets me in trouble every time.
Yeah. So the Big 12 only has 8. So they could take, you know, 6 to 8 more teams. I mean,
well, they are taking Cincy and UCF, right? Isn't that already a done deal?
Houston, are they? Oh yeah, are they taking four? Or
it's four. It's Houston.
Is the Big 12 back to 12 actually? Because they were at 10, they lost 2. That's 8. They're back 4 more. So I think the Big 12 is at
12. Who was it though? Was it Houston, UCF, Cincy, and Memphis?
Maybe, yeah, something like that. So anyway, so the Big 12 is back at 12. So they have
good for them.
So they have 4 open spots.
Essentially,
the ACC has 2 open spots, even still now, even with their new teams. So that's 6. So that's 6. So 4 Pac-12 teams are left out currently.
And they would be Cal, Arizona.
Well, no, Arizona's good. Arizona State, we're going to go.
Arizona's good basketball, though. It's a good basketball school.
And I'd be like, it'd be like Arizona, it'd be Oregon State.
Oregon State's left out. Cal's left out.
I think Stanford, they'd probably be actually attractive for somebody else. I don't know. The four that they were, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado, were the ones rumored to be headed to the Big 12. And then you got, you know, Oregon State, Washington, You know, it'd just be whoever's left. Who doesn't get picked? But if the ACC took, sorry, if the SEC's at six, is it 16?
16
already.
With Texas and Oklahoma, yeah.
If the Big Ten's still eyeing more expansion, though, who knows if 16's even the number?
No, it could be 18.
This conference is going to go to 18.
Could be 20.
I mean, it's not that hard to just reorganize them into four.
Well, if you go to 16 to if you go to three 20 league conferences, 20 team conferences, there would be five current teams that are left out. That's assuming you can get Notre Dame in one of them. So, who are the five worst athletic programs in the Power Five that just do not get to make it?
Vandy, Northwestern.
No argument for me so far. Cal.
Cal's terrible, yeah.
Oregon State.
Oh no, they didn't make that Elite Eight.
Are you? And so you're not bringing in the new guys to the Big 12 either. You're leaving all those guys out, right? Cincinnati, UCF, Houston.
No, I'm not counting. I'm not counting them.
What about Washington State?
They're pretty terrible.
They're pretty terrible. Did we just do the five? Is that the five?
Maybe that's it.
Congratulations, Wake Forest. You made the cut.
I don't know.
Well, it's just all about value, right? Like, value to the TV deals. Like, Vanderbilt, not valuable to the TV. Yeah, they're great at baseball, but who cares? We're talking football. Football's the moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
They could still be in the – I mean, also, is this just for football and basketball?
Yeah, how's that work?
Like, do we still have, like, SEC baseball, but we have mega conference? Like, you know, like –
good question.
I mean, this happens in lower sports. Like what is Tennessee women's soccer plays in the SEC? But there's like, aren't there SEC schools that have men's soccer that play in like the SoCon?
I think South Carolina has a men's soccer team. They used to
is
play
it SoCon
conference,
or Conference USA?
They used to play in Conference USA okay. A long time ago. I don't know what they play.
Boston College, out.
Stinks at everything, out.
All right.
Okay, that's a good point. So, like, Power 5 team, Boston College. Who would you rather have in your Super League right now? Let's say the SEC is, we're at 19 and we're looking for 20. Would you rather have Boston College right now or Boise State?
Boise State. This,
I'd rather not even Houston, close. Boise State, Cincinnati, any of them.
UCF, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a mess.
So it's not just five teams. You'd probably have to kick out a lot more than that just for, again, for value's
sake. But that's not going to happen because that's rethinking the whole thing. This is like, they're not
going to tear anything. It's not going to happen today.
They're not going to tear anything down. They're just going to, like, college football, it's like that cabin your great-grandfather built, and then every generation after that's just added on.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to have to take something seismic for somebody to be like, you know what, let's bulldoze the whole damn thing and rebuild it. It'll be better that way. That's not going to happen.
It would be better that way.
Because every dude's like, no, I'll just add on a new wing over here, yeah. And that's best for me. Yeah, but what about all the people that come after you? Screw them.
But if we knock it down and rebuild it, we could have room for everybody. That's more sustainable long term.
Yeah,
we won't have to make changes right. Every 10 years.
Yeah, but that's 5 years of my life I'll never get back.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's what should happen.
Just start over. Reorganize this whole damn thing. But
no
one does that. No one's looking out for
and
the
then
whole
national
thing.
Championship games in this year, and then poof, here you go. Here's what it looks like. You gotta just hire 12 bright football minds and tell them to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the NFL's 32, go to 64 and just
64, have some relegation and promotion to the next thing down.
Now that would be smart. Just to keep those other schools somewhat interested. And with the money those 64 would make, there'd have to be a little, you know, a little kickback to some of those smaller
schools. I've told
you
guys to watch this. I don't know, but the Sunderland till I die when I mean, it's so Tennessee like just it would give those teams that never win anything something to play for and to win. Just to you'd be playing all the time to remain as a power team. Like those would be cool games, pressure packed games. Vanderbilt versus Wake Forest for the last spot in power football next year.
Loser gets exterminated. They're out of here. Blow them up.
First of all, Vanderbilt would not win that game. Dave Clawson would just. He'd rope a dope.
Maybe if a certain radio guy, you know, sold out the playbook or something, they'd have a shot.
It's happened before.
We'll come back. Final segment of the program next. Final segment is brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment. Go see Drs. Malone and Casa. Take great care of you right here in Knoxville. Take care of your teeth with Knoxville Smiles. Online, make your appointment at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. Jared says, my first thought when I saw that the ACC Pac-12 news last night is is Clemson really going to skip the college football playoffs so they can go play Utah and Las Vegas? How dumb does that sound?
Yeah, like, that's my question, though. Like, is it two championship games in Vegas, or is it champions between the aligned conferences? And why would you agree to that if you're already the ACC champ to go and play a game that might keep you out of the college football playoff? Like, if you've got the spot locked in, why would you play an extra game? That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the ACC already has its scheduling thing out.
Yes, they do.
So there's no more divisions, I guess. I mean, unless they're just going to say, well, the top team from the ACC in the standings is going to go play the top team from the Pac-12. Like, there's not going to be an ACC championship. There's just going to be an ACC / Pac-12 champ.
Champ. But then let's say you're an undefeated Clemson, you're 12-0, best team in the ACC, ranked number one. Why would you not just say, we're going to pull a Notre Dame and skip that one?
Good question.
Like, it's not a championship. It's not a conference championship. You are the conference champion.
Right.
And why would either conference agree to that if that's going to keep one of their – I mean, what if Oregon's undefeated and they would beat anyone they played in the Pac-12 or Pac whatever it's going to be, and Clemson, like – why would they play each other? That's going to knock one of them out, potentially. That just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. It has to be two championship games. It has to be like the ACC championship game one and then the Pac-12 championship game two. Two conferences would not play for one spot with undefeated teams in the college football playoff, unless they're thinking, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, what if there's two other undefeated teams?
So you think they mean conference championship weekend and
yes.
You get a twofer.
Right, because if I'm undefeated Clemson, wouldn't I rather just play a conference championship that I'm likely to win, especially if it's – what if it's a team I've already played and beat?
Yeah.
Why would I want to go and then it's undefeated Oregon versus undefeated Clemson and there's three other undefeated teams, so the loser of this one's definitely going to be out. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
I mean, maybe if you were at 12 teams in the playoff at that point, it wouldn't matter.
But What makes more sense is kind of like what I said. Like, have a quadruple header where the one seed out of each the number one's playing the number one, the two's playing two, three's playing three, four's playing four, and it's just a resume booster for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just a big weekend of college football. It's another really good game with really good TV money, and if the playoff is just we pick four at large teams, you know, then you. Whatever. I don't know. It doesn't.
I just find it very hard to believe that two conferences would agree to play a game that's going to likely keep one of those conferences out of the college football. Well, not likely, but it could happen. And to have that game locked in, and let's say, like, if Oregon loses, there's no, you know, maybe they're 11-1. If they lose this game, there's no way they're in the playoff. If they don't play it or played a team they've already beaten in the Pac-12, they're in.
Well, and I started thinking, well, the only way they'd play it is if they're already in. Like, so the Pac-12 champ has an automatic spot, and they're just going to go play the ACC champ. But if the ACC champ's already in, then you're just playing playoff teams before the playoff. Essentially, this is a bowl game. It doesn't matter.
Right, and it's an extra game that you have to play.
Why? Doesn't make any sense.
Against a team you might see again in the playoff.
Stupid.
Like, I mean, the rankings could fall after that game. I mean, because if a game is played, people are going to re-rank and reseed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say we're going to play a championship.
Well, if you don't, it's a bowl game. So,
I mean, what are they going to call it? A championship exhibition? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I do not know.
What if Clemson beats Oregon and then they meet up for the national championship and Oregon beats Clemson? Like, that's just – that's messy. Like, then you got to play a third game, best out of three. Yeah, I don't see that happening, personally.
Oh, this is Dennis Dodd, you know, throwing out.
Oh, well, he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dennis Dodd's – what? Is that, like, something he's heard?
Yeah, that's what he says. Actually, John Canzano first reported, I guess. Yeah, saying the Pac-12 discussed a loose partnership with another conference Tuesday – noting that they could have regular season crossover games, and then in addition could have a championship game.
That's
the
only way that works is if they are one conference.
Right. That's what I was about to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. It only works if they are trying to determine one champ between both conferences. But essentially, they're divisions at that point.
I mean, is this the Pac-12 saying, like, well, at this point, there's no way we get a team in even if they are undefeated because we're playing, you know, 8-team round. I mean, they'd have to merge and be one conference. And the big one on the hook now is Notre Dame. Like, what does Notre Dame do?
Well, if the ACC could get Notre Dame to join, say it's a new conference.
Well, and apparently there's a...
And you have the Atlantic Coast Division and you have the Pacific Coast
Contractually, they can't join another conference that isn't the ACC until like 2037 without paying maybe hundreds of millions of dollars.
I mean, that would be a pretty cool conference. If you have the Atlantic Coast Division and you have the Pacific Coast Division of a nationwide conference and you add Notre Dame to it. You know, you have Oregon, yeah. Notre Dame, and Clemson.
They just be the Coastal Conference?
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know.
Coastal Championship Conference, the CCC?
I like it.
CCC.
I mean...
We are CCC champs.
CCC.
We're Conference Championship Coastal Champions. We're four C's now.
I mean, CCC, if you have the CCC. Big Ten, the SEC, you have this Coastal League, and, you know, you have... The Big 12 just picks up those AAC teams to get to some number, and those are your four conferences. That's mm-hmm. it. And then have a damn 12-team playoff, and you can have four automatic qualifiers, and that'll make everybody happy. Eight at large. There you go. Done. Easy. It's not that hard. But the Big 12
is
considering
simple.
Some of these Pac-12 schools, too, so, you know, they're fighting over it, I guess.
Well, isn't it? It's Oregon and Washington, but they're waiting to see what Notre Dame does, right? Because if Notre Dame jumps, they're just going to say, oh, sorry, Washington, we only want Oregon.
Mm. Well, it's Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah are the ones being targeted with Oregon and Washington. Yeah, also under consideration. Anyway, that was the whole report from last night, I guess.
So long, college football. We'll never see it. Enjoy this next season, folks. It'll never be the same.
Never be the same. That's it. Plan accordingly.
By the time we get back from vacation, like, college football will be on fire.
Nah, nothing will happen, probably.
Me and Billy will hold the fort down if it does.
Baloney.
Yeah. Hickman's, he's out the rest of the week. So.
Oh, yeah, have a good trip.
Yep. Thank you.
Enjoy. We'll be back tomorrow.
Watch out for the Rattlers.
Right here on 3 and Out.